Ah, dagnabbit. Sure. Sign and sign it, Zeb. I'm going to quit taking this dad darn fool Corn Center Gazette.
Mm-mm. Well, what's the matter with the Gazette?
It never prints anything that makes sense. Says here, the Senator Bond welcomed at luncheon with Eclat. Putting tarnations in Eclat.
Oh, taint Eclat. It's Eclat. Eclat. Ain't you never had a chocolate Eclat? That's what they give him for lunch. What else did it say there?
Says he proposed to the statue of a donut.
What?
Says he proposed to the statue of a donut.
Oh, what's eating you? It don't say that.
Now, it certainly does.
It don't, it tell you? Well, read it. Read it.
Well, right here it is.
What?
Proposed to donut statue.
Oh, here, let me take that paper. Just as a thought, donut. It's donate. Propose it to donate statue. Donate means give. He's going to give somebody a statue.
I didn't hear him say nothing about giving a statue.
Well, maybe he said it after they asked us to leave. If you'd have kept your dad darn mouth shut about the time he stole them chickens, we could have stayed there.
Ah, shucks. I didn't want to stay anyhow.
You always got to shoot off your mouth and make trouble. What if he did steal a chicken when he was a boy? Judge Ellis said it was only a prank.
He's crazy. It was a couple of Plymouth Rocks.
Yeah, I bet that's the last time we get an invite to a lunch or anything else. And after I told you a million times to keep still about it, you had to go
and... Yeah, well, go ahead and read what it says there. What's it about?
Give me a pin. Here's Sidney Bunn's back.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Wrong with what?
His back.
Oh, there ain't nothing wrong with it. That's what it says in the paper. His motto...
They ain't nothing wrong with my back, neither. But they don't put it in the paper.
No, his motto has always been forward.
How's but that?
Forwards, but...
Four warts on his back?
It ain't got nothing to do with his back. This is about the lunch. The lunch we had yesterday.
Oh, yes, the lunch.
Yes. Now keep your trap shut, Eb. And says, but now he has retraced his steps to his boyhood home. How many of...
I didn't have none of that.
Have none of what?
How many?
Not how many. It's how many. How many of us remember James Bunn, his father, who settled here when Corn Center was a little Spanish hamlet? Probably...
What say?
Spanish hamlet. Probably...
Reckon it means Spanish omelet.
Hamlet.
Omelet. No. That's what they had for lunch.
I'm talking about the hamlet. It's over 100 years old.
Well, probably... the omelet didn't taste any too fresh.
Oh, land of Goshen, but don't you know the difference between an omelet and a hamlet? An omelet's made out of eggs.
Yes, I know all about it.
Yeah, all right, then. Probably...
And a hamlet's made out of ham.
Oh, now just keep your trap shut, will you, and let me finish reading this.
Well, go ahead, shut. I ain't saying nothing, am I?
Made me lose my place and everything. Now, how many of us remember James Bunn's father who settled here when Corn Center was a little Spanish hamlet? Probably only a few. But most of us remember Sidney, who rode away like the noble knight, sir.
Wonder if he didn't catch cold.
Catch cold? Now, how do you mean?
Riding away in his nightshirt.
Oh, Sidney Bunn didn't ride away in his nightshirt.
That's what it says.
It don't neither.
It does.
It says Sir Galahad. Sir Galahad. He's the fella that rode away.
In his nightshirt?
Oh, I don't know whether he rode away in his nightshirt or not. It just says here that who rode away like the noble knight Sir Galahad to in his coat of arms.
To what in his coat? Two chickens?
Now, I'm telling you, you'd better keep still about that. You got it in bad already on account of what you said yesterday. Just forget about Sid Bunn taking them chickens. Now, where'd I leave off? Oh, yes. And now Sidney Bunn is back with us again, and what a welcome we give him. In reply, Senator Bunn said, I have traveled this old world from Greenland's icy mountains to India's coral strand. That's kind of pretty, ain't it?
Yeah, but go ahead, read what he said.
But as the poet says, there's no place like home. When the evening shadows fall, I creep back like a chicken to roost.
See, there you be.
What?
He says so himself. When the evening shadows fall, he used to creep in the chicken roost.
Yes, but he don't mean that. Now keep still. Says, there's always been a warm spot in my heart for Corn Center. I have always wanted to do something for Corn Center, and now I see my opportunity.
Well, what's he going to do?
Now, just a second. I propose to beautify my native city with a public statue. He's going to use a statue. But I know Corn Center would not accept this as a gift to charity. So my plan is to donate part of the necessary sum and let you citizens donate the rest.
Why the goddamn cheapskate?
Now, wait a minute. There's more here. It says the Corn Center Gazette has been informed that the balance will be donated by... what? It says here by Hector Smith.
Hector?
Yes. Why, the darn fool. Say, you remember, Eb? You remember that day when Senator Bunn's daughter was in here trying to get us to put up some money and Hector come in?
Yes.
Well, she must have started working on him right then.
Well, how much do you suppose he's going to put up?
Well, I'll tell you how much. Not a dad darn nickel. I'm going to get hold of him and... Oh, just a second till I see what this fellow wants. Yes, sir.
Are you Peter?
No, my partner here is Mr. Peters.
Oh. Peter, my name is Dover, of Dover and Dover, attorney.
What?
My partner is just a little mite hard of hearing, mister.
I said Dover and Dover.
Said what over and over?
I said Dover and Dover.
Yes, but what did you say in the first place?
That's what I did say at first, Dover and Dover.
Oh, shut up, Zeb. He's just trying to start something.
I'm beginning to think so myself. Now, look here, young fella. If you got any business in here...
I certainly have business in here. My name is Dover, Benjamin Dover, and I'm an attorney.
What was that, mister?
Ben Dover.
Don't you do it, Zeb. Don't you do it. He's up to some sort of trick.
If he thinks I'm going to bend over and...
I didn't say bend over.
Well, you just said you did.
I heard you said that.
Listen, yes. Dover. That's my name.
Yes, well, all right, Mr. Dover. What do you want?
My name... Oh, never mind. Listen, I am an attorney, a lawyer. I have been retained by Senator Sidney Bunn.
Oh, you're a lawyer.
Yes, a lawyer. Senator Bunn has a libel complaint against you, and I've
he's
been...
He's got what?
A complaint. And
he's crazy. If he's got a complaint, he don't want a lawyer. He wants a doctor.
No, you don't get it. I have been...
What? Say?
I say you don't get it.
No, you won't get it, Deb. It ain't catching.
Now,
well,
say.
What's the matter with him, anyhow?
There isn't anything the matter with him.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm glad to hear it, mister. I'm glad you stopped in to tell us.
Yeah. Drop in again sometime.
Yes.
So long, mister.
So long, mister. All
now, just a moment. Don't be in a hurry.
What?
I've got something to say to you fellows, and to Peters here in particular. I understand that you have been insinuating that Senator Bunn is guilty of larceny.
Who's been doing that?
Your partner, Peters, here.
Well, say, you must be mistaken about that, mister.
You mean to say that Mr. Peters didn't insinuate that Senator Bunn was guilty of larceny?
Why, of course not. Eb wouldn't do nothing like that, would you, Eb?
Certainly not.
No.
Are you sure?
Why, yes, of course I am.
Well... Maybe I'm mistaken.
All I said was that Senator Bunn was the dad darn chicken thief.
Oh, so you did say it, eh? Don't you know that that gives Senator Bunn grounds for libel?
What?
Libel.
You mean he's liable to steal more chickens?
He didn't steal any chickens.
Your dad darn tootin' he did. He stole two of the most...
I say he didn't, and if you persist in claiming that he stole two chickens, it will just cost you $10,000.
Shakes, mister, that's pretty high, ain't it? $5,000 a chicken?
No, that's not the idea. I mean, you'll have to pay the senator $10,000 for defaming his character. Now, look here. The senator doesn't want to make any trouble for you fellows. All he wants is a public apology and a retraction of the statement. You write a letter to that effect. Put it in your local newspaper here, and we'll forget the matter.
Well, what do we say in the letter, mister?
Well, you know he didn't steal the chickens, don't you?
Yes, I know that.
You know he's absolutely innocent of the accusation you made, don't you?
Yes, of course.
And how about you, Mr. Peters? You're convinced he didn't take the chickens, too, aren't you?
Oh, yes, certainly, yes.
Well, there you are. Just write a statement to that effect and put it in the paper. Is that clear? Now, have you any questions?
Yeah, I got one. Just what did he do with them chickens, anyhow?